So this morning, my topic to you is chosen and favored. Friends, we are all chosen by God. You are chosen to be here this morning. You are chosen to sit and to listen to the word of God in grace sha'alam this morning. My text this morning is taken from Deuteronomy 14 verse 2. For you are a people holy to God, your God, and the Lord has chosen you. The Lord has chosen you. Sometimes we think that we chose ourselves. We come to the Lord ourselves. Oh, this is the time for me to come to Christ. No, He chose you. He called you. He set you apart for Himself. Can I an amen to that? It is God who works in you, all right? And the Lord has chosen you. Maybe you can look at one another and say, God has chosen you. If you don't have a partner next to you, tell the one behind you, God has chosen you. Huh? Yeah, to be a people, here is the wonderful thing. To be a people for His treasured possession. God chose you for His treasured possession. You are precious to God. You are a treasure. Hallelujah. To God. To God. Amen. Precious. Out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. So I Google and find out how many, what's the population of the earth today? How many of us, who can tell me? 8 point some billion people in the world today. 8 point some billion. And God has chosen you. Hallelujah. The fact that God has chosen us to be here, to hear His word, to know Him, to love Him, for Him to do something in our lives, spectacular. That is who our God is, my dear friends. So you are not by accident here. You are privileged and you are honored. God has brought you in by His love and His will. Some of you are from China, all the way to Malaysia, to Sha'alam. God has chosen you to hear His word, to feel His love, to experience His life in you, His joy and His love. Amen. Not because we are worthy, not because we are smart or done great things or we have accomplished much, not for power, not for fame, my dear friends, not for money, but by His sheer grace, by His sheer love, He brought you in. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a great God we have, my dear friends, our Heavenly Father. Our Akilon was wearing the t-shirt, the Godfather. So I say, oh, the Godfather. He said, no, God our Father. Hallelujah. God our Father. This is our topic. We are sons and daughters of God our Father. Hallelujah. We come to our Father. We are chosen by God. All right. Titus 2:14 in the New Testament. God gave Himself, Jesus gave Himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for Himself a people, again, for His own possession. God wants to purify each one of us here this morning for His possession. Because we are His possession, because He loves us, He wants to purify us. He wants to make us whole. Hallelujah. He wants to remove lawlessness and sin and strife from our lives, my dear friends. Amen. That is our God. What a wonderful God we serve. Amen. John 15:16 again. You did not choose me, Jesus says, but I chose you. I chose you. You didn't choose me. I did. I chose you that you may bear fruit and that your fruit may abide. Whatever you ask in my Father's name, He will give it to you. Oh, hallelujah. What a wonderful. Let's give a clap offering to our God. I'm so excited. What a wonderful Heavenly Father we have. Huh? And the promises that God gives us in His word, they are yes and amen to us. Let faith arise in us, friends, to receive what God has for us this morning. So, my dear friends, we are chosen and we are favored. We are sons and daughters of our living God to have access, firstly, to the Father. We have access to the Father. Are my notes up this morning? Yeah. Good, because there's nothing on the screen. So I thought it's something up there. All right, we have access to the Father. Galatians 4, 6 and 7 says, and because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of God into our hearts, crying, the Spirit of God in our hearts. Sometimes we think it's from our own flesh, we are crying. But no, the Holy Spirit in our heart, stirring up within us, crying, Abba, Father, Abba, Father, you are my God. So we have access to God. Amen? By the Spirit, you are no longer a slave, but you are a son. No longer a servant. God doesn't want us to treat us as slaves or servants. We just obey the command because God is, He's God. So we just do like whatever. No, He is your Heavenly Father. And we obey Him because we love Him. We want to please our Father. Amen? You want to please your earthly Father? How much more your Heavenly Father? We have to, we come before Him. So firstly, we access the Father. And there are ways that we can access the Father through grace. Number one, we access Him through grace. It's grace of God through Jesus Christ makes a way for us to come to the Father by our own strength, by our own wisdom, our own works. Tak jadi. Doesn't work that way. We need to come access to the Father through the grace that Jesus extends to us. Amen. Amen. So we receive Jesus. We receive His grace. We receive His unmerited favor. Not that we are worth it, but He is worthy. We are not worth it, but He is worthy of our worship and our praise. So we come before Him. Romans 5:2 says, through Him we have obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. We stand in His presence in hope, and we rejoice in the glory of God over our lives. You can sense His glory over your lives as you stand in His holy presence, as we have done in worship, as you do in your own home, in your own devotion to God. The minute you cry out to Him, He is there with you. He is with you. Hallelujah. You go by His grace. You can access the Father through His grace. And friends, this grace that God has, okay, for us is divine. His grace is divine, sovereign. His favor and His blessing, His goodwill and His goodness He imparts into our life. The more you spend time with God, the Father, the more the grace of God will come upon you. The more you spend time at His feet. Sometimes you may not even say anything. You just say, Lord, I just want to love You. Father, I just want to worship You. Bless me, Lord, today. Help me to walk in Your way. And as you do that, His grace comes upon you. Minute by minute, moment by moment. Hallelujah. And you find strength for the day. Hallelujah. Access through grace. Secondly, access through faith. Faith. We need faith in our hearts. And friends, faith is not something that you struggle for. It's given. Jesus says, every man is given a measure of faith. You have it. With this measure of faith, it's enough. It's enough for you to thrive. It's enough for you to say to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea. It's enough for you to face your challenges. This faith that God has planted into our hearts. Amen. It's given by God. You come to know Him as your Lord and Savior. The seed of faith is already planted. Faith, as you listen to His word and you claim it for yourself, hallelujah, you activate that faith and it will help you come to the Father and know that the Father has great things in store for you. Can I hear amen? He is interested in your life, my dear friends. He's interested in your work. He's interested in your family. He's interested in your children. He's interested in your heartaches and your loneliness, your panic attacks. He is interested. He is your Father. Amen. I'm not scolding you, sorry. I just love you, okay? So that's how a mother speaks to the children. Sometimes they say, no, I'm not scolding you. I'm just talking to you. So shy, eh? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6. We all know that scripture. Without faith, it's impossible. It's impossible for whoever draw near to God. Whoever draw near must believe that He exists, that He is God. That's why you are here. You believe He is God. Amen? You worship Him. So you have faith. And He rewards those that seek Him. So come to God. Seek Him. Talk to Him. Whatever concern you may have to the Father. So why not pray, my friends? Why not pray? Why not worship? The opportunity is given to us in this life. So let's do it. Let's worship our God. Let's love Him. Let's pray. Let's talk to Him. Amen. And see how God can make a way for you where there seems to be no way. He can work miracles in our lives. Again and again, you hear this so very often as you come to church and as you come for worship. Even as you gather in your cell groups, you know that God works miracles. Yesterday, we gathered for our ladies' fellowship. It was sweet fellowship. 16 or 15 of us, plus a few children. But we felt so good. We felt God's presence in our midst. And we know that God loves us. It's so good to come to the Father and to know that He is doing mighty things in each one of our lives. In the lives of our women, He gives miracles and healing and strength and joy. Hallelujah. Not that our women don't have any problems. Not that they don't face obstacles or challenges. No, life is not a bed of roses. We do have thorns. We do have challenges. We do face problems. Christine Chow was sharing when she went through her chemo, the after effects was bad. Burn her face, burn her legs, burn her. It's tough, very, very hard. We cannot imagine what people go through when they recover from chemo. But still, God was with her. The faith that she has in the Lord does not waver. Amen. Even when she was undergoing her operation, she shared a testimony that she didn't share with me, that she hear the ear that is deaf can hear angelic voices singing God's praises to her. Throughout the 2 weeks she recovered from the ICU. During that time, nobody could be hit with her, but God sent His angels to sing worship songs and even Christmas songs. Oh, come all you faithful. Like a whole choir singing in the ear that is deaf. Hallelujah. What a great God we have. Give Him praise. That is a miracle. I mean, we all experience God in various ways because our God is different. He works in ways and wonders that we can never imagine in our finite mind. We can never, never, never imagine or fathom our infinite God. Dear friends, that is our God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Go back to my notes. So, go on to obtain. Number two, obtain an inheritance. Sons and daughters of God, this is what we do. We are chosen, right? And we are special. To obtain an inheritance. When we talk about inheritance, we're thinking about lands and property and titles and deeds. In my young year, as growing up as a Christian, many prophets came through. We were pioneering our church in Shah Alam, Section 6 Bungalow. And prophets come through and all that. And then they see the struggles they've gone through and receive once or twice prophecy that I will inherit. I will inherit. Betty, Eugene's mother will always remind me, Elephant, you will inherit the prophecy given to you. You will inherit lands and houses that you have not built. You have not bought, you inherit it. So today I say thank you because I have sons and I have daughters and they have lands and houses and I have guest rooms in their house. So I inherit and I have key to their homes. So I inherit. I inherit houses and lands I have not built. Praise God. Anyway, heirs of the kingdom, back to the topic. Okay, houses and lands and property in this earth is temporary. We are not going to hold on to it permanently. We have a home in glory. Hallelujah. Our home is in glory. In the presence of our living God for eternity. Friends, that is our inheritance. Amen. Our inheritance. We are an heir of God. Again, I repeat Galatians 4. You are no longer a slave, but you are a son and you are an heir of God. Inherit eternal life, friends. Eternal life that God gives to us. Life that is with God. Present with God. Everlasting life. This is what we desire. John 3:16. All of us know the scripture. Can you recite it? John 3:16. Everybody together. For come on. Should not perish, but have everlasting life. Speaking with confidence. One more time. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Everlasting life. This is our inheritance. Friends, this world is temporary. I can just be here. Even 100 years is too short, friends. It's too short. But eternity is mine forever and ever and ever. Praise the Lord. So that is our inheritance. and nothing can rob you of this inheritance with God. Cling to Him. Walk with Him. Love the Father. Amen? Love the Son. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are heirs of the kingdom. James 2 verse 5 says, listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith? The Bible always talks about the poor to inherit the kingdom of God, the poor to inherit what God has offered. But I want to tell you that God also loves the rich. It's just that it's harder for the rich to enter because the rich has got a lot of inheritance, a lot of things that tie them down. But the good news is the rich also can enter the kingdom of God. Amen. And not that difficult. If you humble yourself, you can go through the eye of the needle. Okay, you can. Praise God. So, God has chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which He has promised to those who love Him. Hallelujah. You love God. You are heirs of the kingdom. And we are promised a heavenly kingdom, friends. A heavenly kingdom where our inheritance is reserved for us, is incorruptible, undefiled. The inheritance God has for us does not fade away. The Bible says, don't put your money here, but put your treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not corrupt. It does not decay. So we put our treasures in heaven. We put our hope in the Lord. Amen? It will never decay. It will never fade away. Our life with God, our inheritance in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So, join heirs with Christ. Romans 8:17, friends. And if children, then heirs of God and join heirs with Christ. We are co-heirs with Christ. Hallelujah. So, at 2 in the morning, this morning, I woke up in my mind. I must look up. What does it mean to be a joint heir with Christ? What does it mean to be a co-heir? We say this word so easily. We are no longer slave, but we are a son and we are joint heirs with Christ. But what does it actually mean for us to be joint heir with Christ? It's actually whatever God has to offer Christ is offered to us. Hallelujah. The power, the authority, the joy, the peace, the ability to pray, to heal the sick, all this is, as Jesus has done on earth, the same is given to us, this authority and this power, but not by ourselves, it's through the power of the Holy Spirit. Can I hear an amen? We are joint heirs with Christ. So what Christ can do, friends, you can do. We are the mouthpiece of Jesus. We are the hands of Jesus. We are the feet of Jesus here on earth. Hallelujah. And we must be guided by the Holy Spirit to do what He wants done. So may God use every one of us, huh? Joint heirs of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. To do His work and His ministry. Thank you, Lord. What belongs to Jesus belongs to us. That's what it means. Everything that God owns belongs to us as well because we belong to Him. Amen. We are joint heir with Him. Hallelujah. So our eternal inheritance and our co-heir with Christ is the result of God's amazing grace. God just give it to us. It's His amazing grace to us. Hallelujah. Praise Him. Praise Him. Amen. Thirdly, our inheritance is a wealth of spiritual blessings. It's a wealth of spiritual blessing. What spiritual blessings are we talking about? Forgiveness of sins. Peace that passes all understanding. Guarding your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Our spiritual blessing. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. That is your spiritual blessing. Friends, when you face fire and you face flood, you can overcome. It will not overcome you, but you can overcome. Overcomers in Jesus, that's your spiritual blessing. The word of God, the promises of God given to us, my dear friends, to you and I, these are our spiritual blessings. There are many, more than we can ever count, more than we can ever imagine. Every time you read God's word, every time you come across a scripture, God speaks to you, the Holy Spirit speaks to you, that is your spiritual blessing. Amen. So don't you want your spiritual blessing? Or you just want to put it on a shelf? Wait first, later I will collect it and let it become dusty on the shelf. You don't want to take, you don't want to use. No, friends, if you are wise, if you are alert, today is a day you want to use your spiritual blessings. Amen? Why do you want to go through turmoil in your life? Why do you want to go through strife in your life? Why do you want to fight with one another? Why do you allow bitterness to eat up rather than allow God to heal you? Rather than obey? This morning, Jonathan said we have to obey, right, Jonathan? What's the scripture? Isaiah 1:19. Isaiah 1:19. What does it say?
You go sit down? No. Okay, Isaiah 1:19, come. Let's go. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Mm. Amen. Okay. They don't get it. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land.
That's your spiritual blessing. Amen. Willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. How many of us don't want to eat? You enjoy fasting? Friends, God has great things in store for us. We just need to be willing and obedient. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 4:18. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed, bring me safely into His heavenly kingdom. So don't worry about whether or not you will make it to heaven, whether or not you will make it to God's kingdom. Yes, if you are willing, you are obedient, God will deliver you and bring you safely to His heavenly kingdom. Amen. Amen. So friends, the third point is bringing back to Jonathan's scripture just now of Isaiah 1:19, to eat the good of the land. The third point is we are seated at the Father's table. We are chosen and we are favored to sit at the Father's table. That's what you are doing today. Every time you gather together, every time we partake of the word of God together in your cell groups, in your family, your own devotion or family devotion. Friends, we are seated at the Father's table. And the Father's table is a table of plenty. Amen. Not a stingy table. A table that is overflowing, lavish, abundant, blessing. More than ever enough for you and your whole household. Hallelujah. Praise God. Psalm 23:5, David says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and you anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. David is talking about seated at the Father's table. You prepare a table before me. And as God prepares a table, let me just at this point talk about church camp. At church camp is a time where you sit at the Father's table. My dear friends, twice a day, morning and night. The rest of the day, you are free to sit at somebody's table to eat outside. But morning and night, you sit at the Lord's table. Wonderful feasting, spiritually and also, of course, physically. But please come for camp. Please come for camp because it will be so precious. And last night, Pastor and I, Jonathan and Chewi, we had a chance to sit and meet with our guest speaker for camp. Wonderful man of God. He speaks so well and is so eloquent. I promise you, you will have a great time. You will not be disappointed when you come for camp this year. He will not speak with an accent that you cannot understand. You will be able to comprehend him and more. So please sign up for camp, okay? Camp registrars, raise your hand wherever you are. Come on, there you go, there you go. Yeah, two hands up. Please register for camp. Please, all right, this is a time for you and I to sit at the Father's table, to hear what God has to say to us, to enjoy His abundant grace, to enjoy His abundant great love for us, okay? What does it mean? Sit at the Father's table, there's abundant blessings, there's nourishment, lavish feast, there's comfort of the Holy Spirit, there's blessings of provision, there is honor, and there's intimacy with the Father, intimacy with God. You get to know God more and more. And friends, you need to do that. You need to do that. Invest in our own lives. Yeah? Invest in your spiritual life. Can I hear an amen to that? Please come. Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door. I knock. I knock. We know this scripture. But this doesn't mean to sinners only. Oh, this scripture is for those who do not know God and God is calling them. No, God is calling you. I'm still standing at the door and knocking at your heart. Come. If you open the door of your heart, I will come into you And I want to sup with you and eat with you. How to eat with you? Sending. He wants to sit. He wants you to be seated down with him. Hallelujah. And to enjoy time together. Fellowship together. Take time to break bread together with the Master. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What an honor it is for us, my friends. We can do that. We can do that. Huh? We know Jesus welcomes tax collectors and sinners. We know that he eats. He reclined at the table with them. They also were reclining at the table with him. You know, the Pharisees, they come, they shake their heads. The righteous ones. Hi, how can he, the righteous man, he call himself holy, son of God. He's sitting down and eating with sinners. And they judge him with contempt in their hearts. Outside, they look very nice. They are dressed in their robes. They have their beads. I mean, they look holy, holy. But in their hearts, Jesus says they are like, what, like tombs, like graveyards, dead. You know, friends, Jesus loves to sit and to sup with us. Amen? Because he said, I come to save sinners. The sick needs a doctor. I'm here to save. I'm here to heal. I'm here to restore. Hallelujah. That is our Jesus. Amen? He wants to have that fellowship, that intimacy with you and I. So friends, come to the Father. Come to his table. And at the table, we have fellowship. Not just with Jesus, but the other disciples were also there with Jesus, sitting together. So I put it across to you, friends. We are together. We are together and we fellowship. That's why we have refreshments outside for you. We have coffee before the service so that you can fellowship and you can enjoy each other and spend time with one another, be intimate with one another, get to know each other. And therefore, we can also pray for one another and lift each other up. That is the fellowship, the life that Christ wants us to have as believers. Amen? Not in isolation. Not come church early, come church late and go back early. Please don't do that. Oh, yeah, I shouldn't have come today. I could not fire. No, no. Love you. Love you. That's why you need to know. Come early. Have fellowship with your brothers and sisters. Have that table fellowship. And go back lingering. Late a bit, never mind. Spend time with your brothers and sisters. Get to know one another. Not just know the back of the head, but really know the face and look at each other eye to eye so we can love one another. By this shall all men know, Jesus says, you are my disciples if you have love for one another. This only happens when we have table fellowship. We fellowship with one another. Can I have an amen? Really, really. Our church is very different from other churches. It's true. Because we believe in establishing relationships. We value people. We value you. We value your life. Even, you don't have to be a COO or CEO. You can be retired. You can be a housewife. You can be a teacher. You can be a doctor. You can be a lawyer. You can be great, you know, a politician. But everyone of us, we are all in the family of God. And we treat one another with love, with respect. Can I hear amen? And we don't look to the color of our skin or color of our... No. Huh? Amen. Come on. Michalini introduced me as a mother of the household. As a mother, I speak to you. I speak to you in love, in grace. Hallelujah. Amen. Secondly, our table fellowship talks about Holy Communion. And this morning, Pastor will come and Pastor will lead us in Holy Communion. Yeah, so maybe the musicians want to come together for Holy Communion as we sit and as we partake of the Holy Communion together. Remember that the emblems that Jesus gave to at Holy Communion is his substitution for our salvation. The bread represents his body that is broken for us. And the cup represents his blood that is shed for us. It's substitution. Substitution and salvation. Hallelujah. So let's come to the table of the Lord together as we welcome Pastor to serve our Holy Communion. Thank you.